These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 24th, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. A.M. Shelton, superintendent of McHenry County Schools, has been named by Governor Leo Small as the chair of the Illinois Education Commission. Shelton, who will meet with commission members in Crystal Lake, indicated that the commission will be responsible for bettering the educational conditions in the state. The commission, according to Shelton, will coordinate efforts at lobbying the legislature for benefits to universities, normal, and common schools throughout the state. A number of people were injured in the collapse of some 200 people in attendance at a medicine show near Walnut and Vandalia Streets in West Elgin. Two comedians were entertaining the crowd when a crash sent members on the bleacher-seated audience to the ground. Some dozen of onlookers were injured, although none seriously. One woman was taken to the hospital. Cause of the collapse was believed to be the dislodging of jacks that held the bleacher seats as three young men clambered up the rear of the bleachers to find less obstructed seats. When is a dentist's office not a dentist office? Well, in Genoa, that happens when the dentist turns the office into a saloon. Charges against Dr. T.M. Gannon, the dentist, were leveled for bootlegging. Gannon, from Chicago, holds office hours 3 days a week in Genoa, also named five of his regulars. They were each fined $100. Gannon is in the lockup in Sycamore, serving a 69-day sentence. The Elgin Maroons with Coach Paul Church will take to the gridiron at the South End Field for the opening of the 1921 season. The first opponent will be Dundee. Elgin will compete with the Big Seven Conference with games slated against West Aurora and Rockford topping the schedule. E.C. Wagner, the Elgin Maroon athletic manager, addressed the assembly of school students, saying the boys have spirit, good physical condition, and are willing to work and cooperate for a successful year. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 Years Ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.